From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Two strikes and he may be out. A second judge has ruled that he will not hear GOP Congressman Alan West's request for a recount that virtually assures Patrick Murphy of the District 18 congressional seat. It happened in St. Lucie County Circuit Court, and the judge is Dan Vaughn. The audio is a little tough to hear in the courtroom, but this is his official ruling.
This court finds under Florida law simply doesn't have the authority to grant the plaintiff's request under these circumstances presented to me today. Therefore, it's denied.
Motion denied. The judge found the same thing as the Palm Beach County judge, that the court does not have the authority to hear the motion. West's attorneys still have the right to appeal, and there are indications that he may do just that. On Election Day, Florida went from having zero admittedly gay lawmakers in the state legislature to two. David Richardson won a seat in the Florida House representing Miami Beach, and Joe Saunders won a seat representing a part of Orlando. Chuck Wolf is president of the Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund, and he says that Florida was actually part of a national trend supporting gay rights in this election.
The fact that Florida was the largest state without a member of the legislature from the gay and lesbian community meant that it was time to see that shift happen in Florida. A lot of things happen in Florida that will eventually happen in other states.
The Victory Fund endorses gay candidates for office and helps them get elected. The group endorsed 180 candidates all over the country, and 122 won. If the name Burrow the dog means nothing to you, maybe this will. He's the dog spotted on a roof this summer in Miami, and when Miami-Dade Animal Services was called, they couldn't do anything really because Burrow had food and water, so it wasn't considered abuse, not illegal. Now it may be soon. An ordinance has cleared a county commission committee, making it illegal to put a dog on a roof in Dade, and anyone doing so could be fined $500. Wonder what Charlie Brown and Snoopy would say about this. Hundreds of authors are now converging on South Florida this weekend for the Miami Book Fair. Alicia Zuckerman is particularly excited about two of them.
Oh, Andy, I'm having a bad day. Can we talk later?
No. What about prom?
Come on, why don't we just meet after school?
No! What about prom?
Andy,
it's hard to believe it's been more than a quarter century since Molly Ringwald and Andrew McCarthy co-starred in Pretty in Pink, that irresistible homage to teenage romance and angst. They're both writers now, and they're both appearing at the book fair on the same day, in the same room, but not at the same time. On Sunday, she's reading from her new novel in the morning, and he's talking about his memoir in the afternoon. Ringwald's novel is called When It Happens to You, and it's about the complicated nature of relationships. McCarthy's memoir chronicles his wanderlust, emotional and otherwise, and that's called The Longest Way Home, One Man's Quest for the Courage to Settle Down. Even though audiences won't get a chance to see them together, maybe they'll run into each other in the hallway. I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.
Maybe they will. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy, you and everybody else have a wonderful weekend.